Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jareen Williams. And if you're new here, welcome to the community. I am so glad that you tuned in, and I hope you get some gems from this and subscribe so that you get that notification when I drop a podcast. All right, today's episode, let's get real. I know when you have kids and some days it's just not fun leaving the home, and I really want to go into that and how we can overcome that together, because I know at moments I feel like that. So let's get into it. And if you haven't, please subscribe to this podcast so that you can get notified, and follow me on Instagram, balancemotherhood_, so that you can get your new mommy checklist when you subscribe to my email list, and you get exclusive content, maybe exclusive information and deals. You never know. So let's get into it. All right, so I'm gonna be real with y'all. Let's talk about it. Some days it seems more daunting to me to leave the house than if I stay home. Because I'm like, well, if I just stay at home, it can be more peaceful versus trying to get dressed and get them dressed and get out the house and baby crying in the car seat. And it's just a whole production, right? I completely understand. Because when I first had my second baby, and y'all know I just had him maybe, 10, 11 weeks. So this is still fresh for me. And we still try to leave the house, even though he hates the car seat. We're like, maybe he'll get used to it. Like, it won't be too bad. But we didn't get to that point yet. He's not in there chilling. He's still having meltdowns because he's, you know, he's still getting used to the world. He's like, it's not my thing. So now I'm to the point where I only really leave the house when my husband is home so I can sit in the back seat. Because if I'm driving, he won't stop, right? But lately, even walking outside is a hassle for me. Like, even if we're just going outside to walk around the complex or just going on a walk, it can be tough, okay? And, you know, I have my toddler. He still wants my attention, and he wants me to do certain things, or he wants to stay outside a little longer or just go do things. And we're not in a space or in a new season where we have to kind of slow down, take a step back so that we can all be okay and sane, right? So I'm telling you, if you feel like that right now, or your child's older and you're like, yeah, I'd rather just stay home, I feel you. But don't let that keep you home forever. Make sure you get out the house, get some sunlight, and find just different ways to adjust, because it's different. You know, it was just me and my son. It was easy to go get up and go, but like I said, we're in a new phase. So I had to scale back for my mental health so that I'm not overwhelmed and overstimulated. And it's something you know, the Holy Spirit told me this week, is like, sometimes you just have to take that step back and just try and get in sync with him so that you're not overwhelmed, you're not overstimulated, you're not frustrated or angry or just being short with the kids because it's not working out how you want to. You have to just take a step back and move a little slower. And it's okay. You know, there's the seasons for everything. So eventually, I know I'll be back out and about with, you know, my sons. But right now, it's just like, all right. Take that step back. You can still try and do small things and just continue to build up. And I want you to know, mental health is important. Don't be disappointed when you're unable to attend something right now. It's okay. Because one day you'll be able to do it. And, you know, I want to tell you about what happened to me recently. We went back to church. And our church is a little far, but I'm like, we got to go back. And the second time, it was tough. Like, by the end of the service, I was overstimulated and ready to go. And that day, my husband's an introvert, but that day he wanted to be a social butterfly. And let me tell you what happened. So we get to church. We're trying to take my toddler to the daycare. He's like, no, I don't want to go. And so my husband had him. Then the baby started crying. So I take the baby to the nursery so I could calm him down. I calmed him down. And then I look in the window of the daycare, and my son's having a whole meltdown. So I had to go in there and get him, y'all. So I'm like, sweating. Because I'm like, okay, this is a lot. Like, I'm going from one room to the next. And then we finally took my toddler out of the daycare so he can come sit with us. And he's still having a moment, you know, for a little bit. But then baby was upset. So then I took both of them to the nursery. So basically, y'all, I was missing a lot of service. And I was just like, yeah, this is not okay. But I was able to listen to the sermon, which was really good. And then by the end, it was just a lot. You know, it's an adjustment. I was ready to go, y'all. I was like, I want to go home. And this week, I was like, I don't even know if I want to go back to church. If I'm ready to go back. But this morning I had filled myself up, read my Bible, listened to my music, worked out, and I'm like, okay, I can do this. So we went today, and it was so much better. It was so much calmer, peaceful. And so I want y'all to tell, even sometimes when you don't want to leave the house, just try it one more time to see how it goes, because you never know what can happen and it can work out for you. I'm just so happy I wasn't overstimulated, y'all. I'm still like cooling. Like I'm like, I'm in a good space. And I didn't mean to snap on my husband that day. I think I was a little snappy, but it was a lot and it was adjustment, and that's okay. And you can have moments where you're not enjoying the moment, but just try to find ways that help you stay calm. Cause I know, like, for me, I have to breathe, and sometimes I just have to be quiet for a moment and just like reevaluate my thoughts to fill myself up with positivity. I recently started quoting this scripture to myself. It says, God is within her, she will not be toppled. God is going to help her in the morning dawn. And it's in Psalms, y'all. I can tell y'all more where that scripture is, but that reminds me that he's with me, and every morning he's renewing my strength, and I can handle everything. You know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Especially in motherhood, you have to tell yourself that, and just like, if God is for me, who could be against me? So I'm not saying take on the world, but I'm just saying, like, where that season you are, just stay encouraged and know that it's temporary. Your kids go through phases and it's okay. Like, my son's still not, my baby son is not still adjusting to the car seat situation, but we're pushing through it. But that's only, I only like to push through when my husband is able to drive, because if I'm alone, it gets a lot for me. And so that's where I know where I'm like, okay, scale back in the area, because you don't want to just keep pushing sometimes when you know that's mentally going to take you to a different place where you're not going to enjoy that moment. So it's okay. But y'all, just know your limits. So like, if you know it's going to trigger you and overstimulate you, take a step back from it. But if you know, like, okay, if I have help, this is when I want to try it, do it. I encourage that. So I really want y'all to know, if you're not enjoying leaving at home, it's okay to stay home, but also don't stay there for too long. Still make sure that you're taking those steps when you are ready, when you have help, because you can do it. Okay? And I want you to tell yourself that you can do it. And lastly, just remember that it's only temporary and it will get better. So if you're in the same season I am right now, you're not alone. We're going to get through this together. So just spend time improving your mental health instead of being overstimulated. And just know that I support you. And it's okay to ask for help. Help is good. I recently texted my mother-in-law to come over here so I can get some stuff off my to-do list. And let me tell you, it was great. So don't be afraid. There still is a village, even if you have to, you know, use some money to pay for a babysitter or pay for some, you know, help and support, then do it, because it's worth your mental health. Don't be out here being mentally drained and burned out because you're afraid to ask for help. But until next time, and make sure you subscribe, and I'll talk to you soon.